Hi, Mike. Hi, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everyone. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy for Sunday, the 25th of August. And we have some really interesting aspects, Lisa.
Please do tell.
Well, we wake up at 7 a.m., the moon squaring Mercury. So we need to stop and think before we speak. Early in the morning, let's make sure we have our cup of coffee before we get engaged in any kind of deep conversation. But the good news is the moon will trine Venus by noon, and bring Uranus in with it. So some good feelings as the rest of the morning progresses.
I really like that for the card today, but also because I know what the card yesterday was and I know what the card tomorrow is. The Knight of Swords is one that literally says, watch your words. So it's not an accident that you said that's one of the aspects that we start the day with, because words can separate us. The Knight of Swords is the separating energy, which, by the way, not the worst thing if you're separating yourself from a story that just doesn't ring true anymore. It's like, nope, putting distance between you and that story or that situation that ill defines you. But when it comes to making progress, you want to make sure with that Virgo energy that you're not serving up criticism instead of a vulnerable ask. But what I like even more is we have a card combination from yesterday's Three of Swords and tomorrow's card that this one stands in between it. So it literally points to breaking up with triangles, which what did we say this whole cycle, this whole moon cycle is all of these T squares, they're overlapping, that are so dynamic where the road that you're on ends and you have to go right or you have to go left. You just can't keep doing it the way you're doing it. This Knight of Swords says that you are doing a good job of that. Keep going because you don't fit in the space that you used to occupy and you haven't quite explored the space that you're heading to. So just keep putting some distance between you and the stories about you that you're telling you that don't match. Yeah.
I love that. I love that because it's interesting. As the day unfolds, the moon will conjunct Uranus by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that sense of rebellion feels good.
Well, that's freedom. The moon Uranus, even in a tense aspect, it's like there's a part of you that may feel safer holding on to the past, but the truth is, it feels better to let go, wake up with those fears.
The moon continues, and by 8 o'clock it enters into Gemini. So our mind and our heart have to be balanced as the evening progresses. And then by 8:20, the moon trines Pluto. So we end the night, Lisa, feeling very secure about our emotional security.
Our options. Well, sure, if you want to go dark, you can believe the worst about yourself. You can sit there and imagine the worst case scenarios, but you don't have to. It's not the only option. Gemini says, well, there's more than one way to do this. It's a moon in Gemini trining Pluto and Aquarius. It's like, well, who out there has done it a different way that I might want to try on that? So I love it. It may not be comfortable, but it'll be easier with moon trine Pluto to shed some of those outdated ideas and the skin that you no longer fit in. Yeah. What a great way to wrap up the day. You can
That's
take,
your Sunday.
yeah, it's like even those dark stories, they have a place, if only to be part of what you leave behind. Yeah, great. Well, happy Sunday. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hey, I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.